Caution, the following may contain non-politically correct language. Tongue twister, non-politically correct language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Well, if you're ready for beautiful, natural-looking, easy-to-apply nails, three colors in seven luscious hues, just...
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
Oh, goddamn hacker, that second damn knife that asshole's cutting.
The movement was begun 8 months ago by a small group of scientists who discovered, quite by accident, the signals being sent through...
So here's my opinion about, well, on what it's all about. In these modern times, we have more churches that call themselves Christians and more people who call themselves Christian than at any other time in history. Yet, our God is angry, very angry, obviously. And so we're having this tribulation. But why? If we have indeed so many Christians. Because almost all of these churches did a government tax exemption if they follow certain government rules. And then we have all these different denominations according to what people like to believe and what fits their lifestyle. And not God's lifestyle, or how he wants our lifestyle to be, I should say. But Jesus said in Matthew 5:17, "Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill." Indeed, he did fulfill the laws of sacrifice, and we no longer have to kill lambs and goats and bulls and their blood sacrifices, because he was the Lamb of God and made the ultimate sacrifice for us. Jesus also said in Matthew 7:22, "Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" What day was that? Judgment Day, of course. And those folks thought that they were Christians, but he never knew them because they practice lawlessness. In 1 John 3:4, it says, "Everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness." In Romans 2:13, it says, "For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified." Vet these things out for yourself. That's your job, not your preacher's job. But remember, the Pharisees of Jesus' day were lawyers, church lawyers.
If for any reason someone proves to be cowardly or wicked to love this world, you are not fit for the kingdom of God, and you will not be there. You will not be there. We have no concept of how cowardly it is to knuckle under this system. Because you're afraid to die? Everybody dies. So you're going to join in and make the world a miserable place to give yourself a couple of more hours on this miserable, wretched, upside-down system? You're not worthy of the kingdom of heaven. And you won't go. But for those who are willing to turn away, I was very, very scared in this dream because I saw how God is not, he's not kidding around. He's not. Sin is called sin because it's extremely wicked. As easy as it is for us to do it, it's extremely wicked. And there is an alternative. You can choose to do the right thing. Yes, it's going to cost you. But don't be afraid of those that can kill the body. Be afraid of the one that can throw your body and your soul in hell. Don't be afraid of death. Jesus has the keys. Don't be afraid to go to hell because Jesus purchased our salvation. Just repent of your sins and stand up and face whatever the world is going to throw at us, because this is all going to boil down to Christians. It's all going to boil down to Christians. All the rest of the stuff is smoke and mirrors. And when all the dust clears, you're going to see it's just about the Christians. You got to make up your mind right now, because they're going to mandate it everywhere. And don't think you're going to get a gun and you and your buddies are going to have a militia and you're going to fight them off, because it's not going to happen. They're going to get your guns. I was just talking to somebody yesterday or the day before. A gentleman that I met named David. Oh, he said, oh yeah, he knows all about the New World Order. He's a 78-year-old man. He's known about it forever. And he said that, oh, it's not going to work in the United States because we just have too many guns here. And I told him, I had a dream about a year ago. He said, they're going to take your guns. They're going to take your guns. And it's going to be as easy as taking candy away from a baby. And you know how they're going to do it? False flag after false flag after false flag. And it doesn't matter. They kill people in some of these false flags. People die in false flags. 9/11. Whatever they have to do to turn the sentiment of this country against gun-carrying Americans, they will do it. They will do it. It's as good as done. There's no stopping this. It's rolling, it's happening, and it's going to happen real quick.
Time's running out. Right over there in Las Vegas. It's unbelievable, man. Unreal. And you see more of the same right here. It's another angle. It's unbelievable. This is over there in Las Vegas. I found this clip and it said, we have reached peak mental illness. And I agree. This is insane. This is, we're going into our third year. They haven't caught wind that the WHO admitted that these tests are faulty. They don't know who Carrie Mullis is. They've never heard of Dr. Madej or Malone or Milkowitz, is that her name? Something like that. I mean, they don't know if these doctors are exposing the scamdemic. I mean, what's going on here? They haven't figured it out that no one's dead yet? They're just going on what they're being told. Oh, so-and-so died of COVID, so they still think there's such thing as COVID. They don't know anything about the statistics. They don't know it. This is ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. This is Sam Boyd Stadium over there in Las Vegas. It's they're pulling in and getting tested and getting their death shots. I mean, wearing their muzzles. I see more muzzles today than in recent memory. I couldn't believe it. I see more sheep wearing two muzzles today. Two! Double suffocation. Can't breathe. They're mumbling. I mean, you can't understand what the hell they're saying. It's ridiculous. And then you got this COVID idiot sanitizing every bill he has, his money. Making it all wet and slimy and nasty. Sanitizing his money. This effing COVID idiot.
Make sure that it's clean.
Make sure it's clean, you muzzled COVID idiot.
Every bill has to be washed and
clean. This is sick. These people are absolutely sick. They're mental.
When
they're retarded.
COVID is your top priority.
Look at this idiot. What sheer buffoonery. The guy's laughing at him. What sheer buffoonery. Let's watch Jen Psaki of Shiat get destroyed. Or at least put on a spot.
Kind of follow on that. If you're determining next steps, I mean, frankly, things just seem like they're going pretty poorly right now for the White House. You know, Build Back Better being blocked, voting rights being blocked, diplomatic talks with Russia doesn't seem to have brought us back from the brink of war, inflation to a 40-year high, the virus is setting records for infection.
So virus.
As we kind of hit this one-year period and a period where everything seems like it's in pretty rough shape, or nearly everything, which is not an invitation, I guess, to list off some other things. I'm wondering at what point do you take stock and say that things need to change internally, whether it's your outreach for the Hill, whether it's the leadership within the White House. You seem to be stymied on an incredible number of fronts right now.
Well, let me give you a little bit of a different take on this. More than 200 million people are vaccinated. We've had a record job growth, record low unemployment rates historically in this country over the last year. We've rebuilt our alliances and our relationships around the world. And right now, as it relates to Russia, as you heard our national security advisor convey, we're working with partners around the world to convey very clearly. It's up to them to make a choice about what's next. We're not going to make that on their behalf. It's up to them to determine if there are going to be crippling economic sanctions or not, or if they decide to move forward. But we also recognize when you have a small margin and threshold in the Senate, it's very difficult to get things done and to get legislation passed. And the fact that the president, under his leadership, got the American Rescue Plan passed, a bipartisan infrastructure bill with 19 votes in the Senate, about 6 votes in the House, the fact that we are still continuing to work with members to determine the path forward on Build Back Better, that we have the vast majority of Democrats in the Senate supporting voting rights, that's a path forward for us. And our effort is to do hard things, try hard things, and keep at it. So we just don't see it through the same prism.
So the sense is things are going well, there's no need for change right now.
I think that having worked in a White House before, you do hard things in White Houses. You have every challenge laid at your feet, whether it's global or domestically. And we could certainly propose legislation to see if people support bunny rabbits and ice cream, but that wouldn't be very rewarding to the American people. So the president's view is we're going to keep pushing for hard things, and we're going to keep pushing the boulders up the hill to get it done.
Translation, you ain't getting shit done. You don't have an answer for that, and your administration's a damn joke. We got that buffoonery out of the way. We got more buffoonery. And this guy looks like Kermit the Frog. I don't know why I see Kermit the Frog when I look at this guy. I certainly don't see a human being whatsoever at all. Yes, I don't know, a subscriber that said maybe I should not wear the quote-unquote wife beater. It's a tank top, first of all. It's comfortable attire. It's 12:11 in the morning. I'm not going to be... I don't wear t-shirts, hardly. This is what I wear. I wear t-shirts at times. But what does it matter? What does it matter? I'm not in a studio. I'm not getting paid for this. I'm just doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. Relax. Enjoy. Me ripping Kermit the Frog, Bill Gates, a new one. It appears that Microsoft, in these fast read headlines, is going to review Bill Gates' sexual harassment investigation. Apparently, this... Is he a reptilian? What are these people that are pushing death? Apparently, he took a fancy to someone that worked for Microsoft. This is going back several years ago. I think he has a history of doing this. and he would send some flirtatious and inappropriate emails, and the person ratted on him. So apparently this is still an ongoing thing with Bill Gates, and they're going to investigate him. I don't know. You think anything's going to come upon it? He founded Microsoft. And the story goes, when he stepped down back in 2020, abruptly from his CEO role, really it was because of the allegations. He said it was due research for death shots. But it's because of the allegations. By the way, Corona, C-O-R-O-N-A, public service announcement, it's not a virus. It is a spectrum of energy, 5 to the G, and also it's a beer. I'll take my extra with some lime, por favor. This bitch belongs in prison. That's just a side note. The very good-looking Tulsi Gabbard is attacking Beijing Joe Biden yet again. She says that he has betrayed us all. Now see, that's not the demon rats that we're seeing today. This person's legit. Tulsi is legit. I might not agree with every single thing she stands for, but a lot of stuff I do. She served in the military. I believe wholeheartedly she's a patriot. She calls herself a Democrat. If she is, she's probably just center left. She's not extreme whatsoever. And no other person that calls himself a demon rat would say that about Beijing Joe. They sing his praises. Watch the Trump rally tonight it was in Arizona. He's talking about fake news, shutting off all of the red lights on the cameras were shutting off when he was praising OAN. It was funny. But he ripped Beijing Joe a new one too. But Tulsi's absolutely 100% right. This guy is literally, it's not just him, but he's the figurehead, he's the representation, he's the resident. I'm not going to say put it with a P in front of it because he's not a president. And he's the one that's leading the nation down the drain. You know the drill. Open borders. I mean, inflation. Do I need to really get into this? His atrocious unemployment record. His atrocious employment record. His atrocious everything record. That North Korea is lobbing missiles again. Russia here wants to park over there in Cuba and Venezuela because it's a joke. They know we have a woke military, just like Trump was talking about, and it's a joke. It's one big joke. The world's laughing at us. Friggin' damn banana republic with a stolen election. Microsoft LSD be tripping again. They said McCarthy should be handcuffed, locked in basement for defying January 6th panel. No, I think it's quite the opposite. I think fake news, Microsoft LSD, and the Common News Network need to be locked in the basement. Because they're the ones that keep pushing this story about January 6th and how Trump supporters stormed the Capitol and did an insurrection when such was not the case. And you keep talking about it over a year later. You are spreading fake news. You are spreading, you're causing a divide. You're traitors to our country. You're not Americans. We know you're in the back pocket of China. We know that you're Marxist. We know that you want the destruction of this country. So you belong in effing jail. Microsoft LSD, a whole lot of you, and Common News Network, just for starters, every libtarded, you gotta see this. Every libtarded media outlet needs to be put in a prison. You gotta see this, including Keith Olbermann, whatever the hell his name is. He's a real kook. A Burger King murder suspect demands woke justice. He says, where's our reparations? That's crazy. This guy is not even from our country. He killed a 19-year-old cashier, I think in New York City. He gets arrested, and he goes, where's our reparations? I don't know. He's trying to bring up slavery. What the hell has that got to do with you? Slavery? Were you born in... You live in the 1800s? Were you a slave? The only thing you're slave to is your stupidity. That's what you're a slave to, idiot, moron. And you're a murderer. And you belong in jail. They bring up race. Getting arrested, you bring up race. Unbelievable. Bring up slavery. It's just too much. Just two masks at church. We see these mask holes at church wearing two masks today. It's too much. It's just, we literally, during mass, the priest says, offer each other the sign of peace. And you can kiss you if you're married, your wife, your husband. The wife was double man. This is in the few pews in front of us. The wife had two muzzles on. That's double, twice the stupidity. You gotta be slapped stone cold stupid. There's like no brain inside your head. Nothing working to have two masks on. To have one on too, but two? The husband literally had a strap here from his muzzle. That's how tight it was. It was white. And one right here. It was like two straps on each side. And that thing was snug like this. Guess what? Off each other, sign of peace, the priest said. They lean in and kiss each other, mask to mask. I couldn't believe my eyes. I could not believe my eyes. It's over, man. It's over. The level of brainwashing is just insane. Psaki of shit was roasted by a reporter over Biden's failures. Her reaction says it all. That's in the headlines. You just saw the clip. Oh, he's holding up his daddy's symbolism of his dad, the devil. This is the Antichrist. Is he the Antichrist or is it Macron? Macron. Top Obama official pleads guilty to defrauding U.S. government. Go figure that one out. One of Hussein's officials is corrupt. No, you don't say. Unbelievable, man. And that's a wrap. A couple of days, on the 19th, they're going to be activating 5G towers all over the country. That's not to say that some aren't activated now. We know that there are. They're called hotspots. But they're going to be releasing this energy or unleashing it on everyone in just a couple of days. And what will that mean? What would that mean, especially for the sheeple that took the death shots? Well, this could be a mass genocide right before our eyes. They're already taking the death shots, and that's... They're wearing the muzzles, they're taking the death shots, and when they activate this 5G, you're going to see something change. Maybe not on that day, the 19th, but there's going to be definitely an uptick in people getting flu-like symptoms. They're going to say it's a new scariant. Telecommunication mega corporations are poised to launch their upgraded 5G networks in the U.S. this month. This is despite the fact that there's plenty of evidence that the rollout of 5G would be catastrophic. So much so it could cause mass genocide, just like the death shots already beginning to. And Americans who are fully vaccinated against the death shots are going to be really fall victim all the more to the 5G. 5G towers are emitting some kind of electromagnetic waves that directly attack people's bodies. They could use targeted individuals. And this was evidenced by La Quinta Columna, the fifth column, in one of their videos. If you don't know who they are, La Quinta Columna is a Spanish-language media outlet and is notable for being one of the first independent outlets to report on the death shots containing the toxic graphene oxide. And you've seen that. I've shown that, and I'm sure you've seen other channels mirror that content. Very important. You're not going to see that on mainstream news. And that's why you see the sheeple still lining up to this day to get their faulty test and get their death shots, because they don't do their homework and they don't use any common sense and they lack discernment. We're in our third year of this nonsense and they still think that there's a scariant out there. And it's unbelievable where we're at. So the fifth column, the La Quinta Columna, the Spanish media outlet played a short clip of one of its recent live stream of a man who parks his bike right next to a 5G death tower for a few seconds and then, boom, he's no longer with us. You've seen the video, I covered that, other channels have covered that, right? Well, Ricardo Delgado Martin, the founder of La Quinta Columna and host of the media outlet show, pointed out that the CCTV camera that captured the man's sudden collapse experienced a glitch in its video feed less than a second before the incident occurred. Yes, in that video, where the guy just pulled up next to this 5G death tower, and then you see a glitch in the video, and then he keels over. Remember that one? Well, Delgado is saying that this glitch is what triggered the man's collapse, and that it was caused by the 5G tower right next to him. Dr. Jose Luis Sevillano, a guest of Delgado, pointed out that this is clear evidence that the 5G towers emit some kind of pulse that directly affects people's health. And you're seeing this in an older 5G expose. It is Soviet military power. It's military grade weaponry that we got from the Soviets. And there's a declassified document from 1978, I believe it was, a military translated from Russian to English, talking about this military grade weaponry. You've heard Deborah Tavares talk about how in World War II it cooked their eyeballs. Remember that? She was talking about how all the horrible things that it does. It's silent weapons for quiet wars. And they could target you. And just like that man was targeted, possibly it could have been just a test just to see what would happen. You know, the B system playing around with the 5G. Let's see what happens if we turn it up to this level. You know what I'm saying? Or it could have been someone that took the shot. Could have been someone that was targeted for whatever reason. But I think you're going to see a lot of this, more of this. And they're going to call it, well, you know, they'll blow it off. B-System will just say he had a heart attack. Yeah, uptick in heart attacks, you know. Give some cockamamie reason. Probably COVID, you know. They'll slap that label on him. But the Fifth Column is saying this is the proof, because it's no longer a matter of the guy falling over from something internal in him or something internal to him, but there's an external trigger that was caught on camera. So this Fifth Column, they're saying Dr. Jose Luis Seviano, he's a guest on the Fifth Column broadcast. He's saying that this was nothing internal. This was an external force that was caught on camera. The spectrum of energy that they used was actually caught on camera. And you see the glitch right before the man gets zapped or keels over, I should say. And it looks like a gunshot, but it's an electromagnetic pulse at the speed of light, said Delgado, Fifth Columna, the Fifth Column. La Quinta Columna. I keep saying Fifth Columna. La Quinta Columna. So it was recorded by the camera as glitching, which is normal, he says, when something of this magnitude occurs. There's no coincidence with this glitch. It didn't just happen to be a random glitch in the video and then the man dies. No, no, no. The glitch happened as a result of this electromagnetic pulse or directed energy weapon, the 5G, which was used to murder that man. And you saw it right on the film. You saw that. You had to. If you didn't, you need to look this stuff up. I covered it. Other channels have covered it. It's not that hard to find, especially on BitChute. But these death shots could make people more susceptible to 5G. The graphene oxide, for starters. Delgado and Lewis are concerned that people who are fully vaxxed against the scamdemic may be more susceptible to electromagnetic pulse attacks because their bodies contain graphene oxide. But don't forget, we contain heavy metals as well, unless you're totally detoxified, from the chemtrails, for starters. Also, deodorant, which I stopped using traditional deodorant years ago, about 4 years ago. When I read the label, I was like, why am I putting aluminum? Why am I putting this on, like, my lymphatic system under my armpits? Oh, I got to do something natural, you know what I mean? Aluminum. So they're slipping this stuff in any way they can get it, including into the chemtrails. So we have heavy metals in us, even though we're not vaxxed. But those who are vaxxed on top of it, woe unto them. In July 2021, Spanish researchers from the University of Almeria discovered that almost all of the Pfizer vaccines is nothing but graphene oxide. Let that stew on that for a little while. The Pfizer is just nothing but graphene oxide. And you hear about people getting sick more from Pfizer. I keep hearing more from Pfizer than anything else. So graphene oxide is a magnetic substance, and when injected into a person's system, can cause deadly health complications, including liver and kidney damage, spur on the formation of granulomas in the lungs, and even trigger pre-programmed cell death. Let me stop right there. My uncle, who used to retired New York City cop, he doesn't drink. When I say that, he might have a beer once a week, whatever. He doesn't put them down regularly. Doesn't smoke. Cautioned, we told him, don't get the death shot. Told the family in Long Island, don't get the death shot. They all got it. Well, Uncle Joey, liver cancer within several months right after. And what did this just say? Graphene oxide attacks the organs, affects the liver and kidneys for starters. My Uncle Sal, well, he don't drink. He's off the boat from Italy years ago, like maybe 60 years ago. Works 7 days a week. doesn't drink. He works his balls off. He has a factory. He works his ass off. He has a factory, contracts with the government, with the NASA and military. Yeah. Yeah. Took the shot. Cautioned him, said, don't do it. Doesn't have a bladder anymore. He had the C word that rhymes with answer in his bladder. In his bladder. This is several months after the shot. So if you think that, if you think this is a joke, the joke is on you. This shit is deadly. And just because it's not going to get everybody at once. That's not how this has worked. This is staggered. The deaths are staggered, but they will accelerate. And when they turn on this 5G, it's going to get even worse. Quote, if the person in that video is vaccinated and has graphene already located in the heart, and if the person is exercising, well, it's impossible to be ever more clearer, said Delgado, pointing out that the graphene most likely contributed to the man's demise. So he was riding his bike. He took the shot, or it's presumed, and he got zapped by 5G. The fifth column, La Quinta Columna, is saying that if you took the shot and, you know, you have that graphene already located around your heart, and if you're exercising like the guy was on the bike, well, it's going to affect your heart even more. Add to that 5G, and it's a done deal. That's a wrap. But in that video, that was a pulse multiplied by graphene. Let me go see if I can find the pulse. This is an older video right here of 5G from years ago. And it's military-grade weaponry. And it's about to be unleashed on everyone. See the bike. This, if you hadn't seen it before, this guy's on a bike. He stops over here. There's a little something-something over here in this area. You're going to watch it glitch. And it's about to glitch. It's pretty disturbing. Let's see if we can roll that back a little bit. Right there. I think I saw it right there. Let's see it again. It stops right there at the lamppost. Waiting for cars to pass or something. That's what we're keen to... Bloom is saying. Notice when there's an anomaly in the camera footage. Coincides with the collapse. Yeah, I saw it. I saw it. Check it out. I'm gonna show it again. Yep. Bingo. And they're saying that's not a coincidence right there. That's not a coincidence. He was zapped with electromagnetic frequencies. And the towers that they have up now, that they're running on, they're not running on full power. They could turn up that juice at any given moment and nuke an entire town. Fry you. You know? This is a way stronger than 4G. Way stronger. So... Fifth Columna, or La Quinta Columna, I keep saying fifth, Quinta means fifth. La Quinta Columna, the fifth column, is saying that was a pulse multiplied by graphene that was inside him. He added that he has received more reports from patients of heart palpitations because of the density in the 5G waves. Many of those patients have also reported feeling a strange sensation in the environment whenever they went outside. Quote, as if they were in a spaceship. Said Lewis. Now that is Dr. Lewis of the fifth column. Let's see what his name is. Dr. Jose Lewis Seviano. He's part of the La Quinta Columna right here. These two guys right here. Okay? Get acquainted with these guys. They're over there in Spain. They're doing a lot of exposing of this wicked agenda. So people are saying it just feels weird when they go outside, when they're near these 5G towers. And it's almost like they're in a spaceship. It's almost otherworldly. Or that they went out to a planet that is not ours. He said this feeling is due to the electromagnetic fields in the air caused by nearby 5G towers. This is the devil's frequency. Satan is doing his damnedest to interrupt God's frequency and instill his own frequency, satanic frequency. Dr. Lewis remarked that if the electromagnetic fields ever pulse like they did in this video, it can create a disaster for people nearby. Yeah, it could kill them. Or injure them at the very least. I would never work or hang around these cell towers. You see all these cell towers that are popping up by churches, by schools, by shopping centers. You wouldn't catch me there at all. They're even in parks. They're over by a library. Everywhere where the people congregate. They know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. So, quote, what works in the body stops doing so, you lose consciousness. Some people recover and say, what the heck happened to me? But in some people, the process is so fast, they don't recover again. They end up in cardiorespiratory arrest, and it's over. If the person who was hit by the 5G tower's electromagnetic pulse had graphene in his or her system because of COVID death shots, that person becomes significantly less likely to shrug off an electromagnetic pulse. So it makes them a lot more vulnerable, this graphene oxide. So when they turn this 5G death towers on, well, this could kill a lot of people, and that's word out on the street. The 19th is the day. It was supposed to be done, I think, on... Was it the 6th? The 5th? It was earlier this month, I know that. And it got pushed back to the 19th. Which, today is technically the 16th, because it's Sunday, technically. It's 12:54 in the morning. The clock is ticking. What is going to happen when they turn on 5G? What's going to happen to these sheeple? And will they blame it on a new scariant? Of course. It's the gift that keeps on giving, but we know better, don't we? We're living in truly uncharted territories, bizarro world, a dangerous time, a dark time. And could this be part of the dark winter when they turn on 5G and you see people dropping before your eyes? And then you watch mainstream, lamestream blame it on a new scary. And no, we gotta lock everything down. Thousands of people have died everywhere, all over the place. Don't know how this is going to play out. One thing's for sure, they got that graphene oxide, and they're going to be keeling over. Beware of these death towers. Beware of the beast system. Beware of the death shots. Get your soul right with Jesus. Stuff that in your truth pipe and smoke it. God is angry. He has every bit a right to be angry. His cup runneth over soon. His wrath will be poured out on the world. And Jesus is coming to take his bride home. Which side of eternity are you going to be on? Think about it.
Sweet dreams.